Today's here in the Deer Show, Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. We're in the sixth time in Mishnah Berurah, getting close to the end of the beautiful Siman Tof Kuf Nun Beis. We get on the very top line, at the end of the line, with Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Kol Zeh Besuda Mavsekes. We've been dealing here with the Alochas of the Suda Mavsekes, and that which he says that you have to go and eat this in a certain way is only dealing with the actual Suda Mavsekes itself. Ain dai to lechol od acharea, and that normally is the last meal before Tisha B'Av, and you're not planning to eat anything after it. Not a sudas keva, and you're dealing here kishu achar chatzos, and you ate this suda, the suda mafsekis, after chatzos. However, abul imhoya kodem chatzos, or if you're eating this meal before chatzos, achar chatzos is after chatzos. However, you're still planning on eating more afterwards. V'dai to lechol acharea sudas keva, you still want to have a fixed meal after this, so then this is not called your sudas hamafsekis. And you don't have to be careful about it. You can have as many tavshilin as you want, you don't have to sit on the floor, you can bench bezimun, etc. Everything that we said in yesterday's shiur that you can't do for the Suda Mavsekis, you're allowed to do for a Suda that is before the Suda Hamavsekis. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav, Avol Mochel Achar Kach Rak Achila Saroi. But if you had your Suda Mavsekis and then you're only having a little snack afterwards, a Suda Saroi, Achila Saroi, Lo Nechshav L'Suda Klal. That's not considered a Suda Klal. And then the previous Suda is your Suda Mavsekis. And therefore, Vim Kain, Hasuda Kodemis, He Ikra Suda Mavsekis, the also Lecho Boshtei Tavshila. Then all the rules of the Suda Mavsekis apply in that situation. The issue footnote number 80 brings down, based upon this, from the Shelut Tzuv Tzela Chochma, Shemisha here Bebesuda Rishon, if somebody had a big meal, the first meal, Roy Shiocha Besuda Mavsekis Dafko Pas Kidei Lasososa Suda Yoser Kavua. So then he can have bread just to make the Suda Mavsekis into a Suda. You should have bread at that Suda, even though you're not that hungry. And he adds, Sha'af Mishalo Hirba. Even if you didn't have a big meal beforehand, he says it's inappropriate not to have bread at the Suda Mavsekis. He brings down for Shelus Shuvus Olatzion. Shemisha Ochal Suda Mavsekis Blow Pas. If somebody has a Suda Mavsekis without bread, Ein Alzeh Shem Suda. It's not called a Suda. And it's implied from this Shelus Shuvus Olatzion that it's Ma'akev. Even if you didn't have a big meal beforehand, you must have bread at this meal. And typically, the Suda Mavsekis is, again, like we said, washing. And then, as we pointed out from yesterday's shiur, you have a hard-boiled egg, a cold, hard-boiled egg, sitting on the floor, like we discussed in yesterday's shiur. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago uminog b'chol galilos Ashkenaz. It's customary in all the Ashkenazic countries, lecho sudas kavua kodem mincha, that you have a big meal before you daven mincha. Then you go daven mincha, v'yachar kach mispalu mincha. So this way, there's no question that there's no hefsek in between your suda and your other suda. Otherwise, it's a potential brach shen tzricha. So therefore, you go and you bench after your first big meal. You go to shul to daven mincha. V'ochlin suda mavsekis. He brings that from the Maril. Then you come back to your house and you have the suda mavsekis. That's an ideal way to do this according to Ramah. In Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafalef, he explains from the Darki Moshe. That's the Ramah's commentary on the tour. In the Darki Moshe, he brings down over there in the name of the Maril, b'shem Maril. It says Isa. And then he obviously benched before he went to shul, and that's the right way to do this. In the Shaar Tzion, Oz to Zion, the Chofetz Chaim has an entire arichas over here. He says, you must have davened birchas hamazon, because otherwise you really shouldn't leave the place where you are and go someplace else before you bench. He has a whole arichas here discussing this further. Ayin Shom. Now we continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'noag, and he says the proper minhag is laharbos kitsats b'suda rishona, to have a bigger meal before your suda mafsekes, in order that k'nei shelo yasik lohem hatainis, so you'll be able to fast well. Hol poskim mibo jom k'mo biyom kippur, because you're stopping the fast before the end of the day. So you're fasting a 25-hour fast, and therefore you want to make sure that you have enough food, that the fast shouldn't hurt you, and you should be able to fast properly. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavbeis adds, the Rabbin the Achronim ain't died to Mnocha b'zeh. There are many of the Achronim that don't like this custom that the Ramah brings down. Laharbos mitchila b'kama mini tavshilin, to have a big meal beforehand with many different tavshilin. Ulis anig b'hem, and have a, wow, this is a great meal. V'zo ikar sudoso, and that's the real suda. And then after mincha, you go, v'acha mincha, she'eno roi, you're not at all hungry then. De'eno tzomei klal, you're not at all thirsty. And then you have your suda masekis. Okel zecher suda masekis. Oh, yeah, I got to have a suda mavsekis, and you sit down, you're not really hungry at all. And he says, urak ain't suda sarai. Then it's like a suda sarai, and it doesn't fulfill being the suda mavsekis. And therefore, the meal before that was your suda mavsekis, which is now a problem. And therefore, these achronim say, Valken yesh mehem she'omer, shelo yochal kodem mincha rak tav shelecha. Don't have a huge meal before mincha, because if you do, then you're going to have a problem that that's you're going to be a sudam avsekis. So eat just one tav shel at that meal. And then the achar mincha yochal adoshim beitzim, and then have a meal of either lentils or beitzim. That will be your one tav shel for the sudam avsekis. For chanal, as we've already explained. I've av shagam zeh v'chlal tavshilu. It's a tavshil, not a problem. Lo mitzdar fi adadi. The meal that you have before mincha and the meal that you have after mincha don't connect together. So you have two tavshilim, but only one at each meal. It's not a problem. Then he brings down from the Elyar Abba. The Elyar Abba, because of lahatzik tzasas minog, the Elyar Abba tries to substantiate the common minog that we have, that they have a big meal before mincha, let's say, and then you have the sudam sekis after mincha. And he says, "V'zeh l'shona." This is the language of the Elyar Abba. Omer ni, I say, the Elyar Abba, the chosman shu mechavin l'shem shemayim bechavonos anal. As long as he's doing this all to make sure that he's strong enough for the tainus, and he's doing it to have the sudas hamafsekis, the sudas tishubav, in the right way. In other words, the hainu shelo yazik lo tainus. He wants to eat enough beforehand so that he'll be able to sustain the fast well. Harshus biyado. This is allowed. Avol akoponim, but one should still be very careful. Yer kolodim shelo yezis biatzma yosemidai. Don't stuff yourself at that first meal. And hechokam einov berosha. A person who's intelligent will look ahead and say, well, if I stuff myself now, I'm not going to be hungry in a little bit of time. Kideshu chalecho lachar mincha sudam avsekis. So this way you can eat the sudam avsekis as a real meal, a sudas keva, without being a totally stuffed meal, and it's a sudas gasa. Shelo yehi kachila gasa. It should be like an overstuffed meal. Chilas gasa is not called achila, v'arai, and therefore it's not called a kavua, set meal. Ad kan l'shono. These are the words of the Elyar Abba. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, b'sudam avsekis yuchal lechol pasim tavshil. The sudam avsekis, you're allowed to have bread. That doesn't count as shtei tavshilin. You have bread with the hard-boiled egg, like we said, with one of the tavshil. V'lo mitzdar v'yahadadi. This doesn't combine with the meal that you had before mincha. And it's not considered that you're washing again unnecessarily. Because, he says, kivah sheberach b'yichas amazon, since you benched, and then you went to shul to go daven mincha, v'gam espal mincha b'emtza, so that's considered enough of a separation between the two, that it's two separate meals. The issue foot number 20 brings down another reason behind this for the Magen Avraham. He says, "Mibesh bizman ba'yisheni during the second Beis Hamikdash. How did they celebrate Tisha B'Av? It was a yontiv. Hayayom tov b'Tisha B'Av. They had the Beis Hamikdash again. They weren't mourning the destruction. They were living in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Vayu mar bim besuda. They had a huge suda. Suda's Tisha B'Av is a yontiv. So he says, nowadays av achshav." So we still have a big meal on Erev Tisha B'Av as a zikaron. She yahafek is a printer's error over here. It should be mehera b'yameinu l'sasun l'simcha. That mirtz Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let this year be a year that we turn Tisha B'Av into a yontif and that we eat a huge meal and not prepare just to fast. And he brings down from the Yavetz a similar idea, the Sidur Yavetz. She yesh beribu suda zu. If a person has a big meal Erev Tisha B'Av, Zu emuna b'nechama. This person is truly believing in that there's going to be a Yeshua. U'bitachon, he has tremendous bitachon. Sh'akodesh Baruch Hu yahafuch yom elu l'sasu l'simcha. Amen. So the Yavit says the same idea, that by having a big meal now, you're saying, I know that someday this is going to be a sudas Tisha B'Av that's a great yontif. He then brings out from the Vilna Gaon, Shemakor shel Ramah. The reason why the Ramah says this is based upon the Rosh. Shatam le mitzvah sachila b'Erev Yom Kippur. The reason why you have a big meal on Erev Yom Kippur is a practical reason. Kidei sheis tainis lo tazik. That you should be able to fast well. Finally, we conclude the Ramah over here at the end of Sif Tes, and he says v'yesh ksatz raya lezeh b'medrash echa rabasi. He says there's a raya that you should have a big meal Erev Tisha B'Av from echa rabasi, and he says miu mishu yuchal lesagev atzmo. If somebody's able to restrain himself, v'yodei ba'atzmo sheina tainis maziklo, and he knows if he doesn't have a huge meal, he's still going to fast okay. When he doesn't have a huge meal on Erev Tisha B'Av, Nikra Kadosh, such a person, a holy person, kei nirali. This is the personal opinion of the Rambam. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Imchol Tisha B'Av b'yechad b'Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, or Oshachol b'Shabbos, or Tisha B'Av comes out on a Shabbos, but of course it's Nidcha, we push it off till Sunday, v'nidcha li'achar Shabbos. In other words, how should you conduct yourself by Shalosh Shudas in a Sudam Avsekis on Shabbos? So the Mechaber tells us, Ochel Basar v'shosa Yayin. Besudam of Sekis. You're allowed to go and have meat and wine at the Shalosh Shudas meal, which would be, quote, in place of the Sudam of Sekis that you normally would have right before Tisha B'Av starts. You could have even a meal like Shlomo HaMelech would have, the greatest king Shlomo, the richest king Shlomo, the meals that he had, you could even have such a meal like that for Shalosh Shudas when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkon Chav Gimel. V'asul l'mnavi menu. And not only is it a good idea to do this, you must do this. You're not allowed to say, oh, I'm not going to have a big meal. It's Tisha B'Av. Afal gav de'ein chiyav lecho basi b'Shabbos. Even though technically there's no chiyav to have meat on Shabbos, mikol makom. Nevertheless, shenimna mishum evel aderi. If somebody says, whoa, I don't want to have a meat today because it's really Tisha B'Av or it's Erev Tisha B'Av, that is in fact an avera. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, even somebody's not used to having a fleishich meal by shalashudis. Moshe finds that sound. The Igris Moshe says, mut lecho b'Shabbos. You can have a fleishich shalashudis this Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, even though you never do it on any other Shabbos. He says, what about singing Zmiros? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, that's again. And the Igros Moshe says, Mut b'Shabbos Chazon, Loshir Zmiros, Shabbos B'chol HaSudas. You can have regular Zmiros at all the meals, including Shalosh Shudas, even if you don't normally do that every Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Tzatzal is a little bit less expansive, and he says, the regular Zmiros that you sing every Shabbos that you're allowed to do, Avalo Yashiru, Shiru Macherim, but don't sing new songs that you don't sing on Shabbos. Then he says, if somebody normally eats shalashudas before mincha, so on this Shabbos, they're still allowed to have shalashudas after mincha. And he says, what about learning sad things on this Shabbos, like kinos? So he brings that from Layashas, that's out. Yeshli mana milulomdom. You shouldn't go and learn them because it's going to make your Shabbos sad. You're not allowed to do that. The issue footnote number 24 talks about what happens if somebody's getting married. Let's say Tisha B'Av was on a Monday, and you're getting married on a Thursday that week. So you're off for Shabbos, it's Shabbos Chazon. So brings out from the Stiplagon, the Kiddush that you make for an offer, make it the week before. Don't make it on Shabbos Chazon. He says it's not proper to go and make Shabbos Chazon into a big, happy, fancy Shabbos. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees. And he says, Yesh lasos l'chosim b'Shabbosu as kol min hagi offeruf. You do all the things that you normally do. He says, you give a guy an aliyah, you go and throw candies at him, you make a big Kiddush, etc. Because if you don't, then it's having avelus on Shabbos b'fahesya. He says, "Nu mikol makom lo yachu es asimcha befirsum uberov am kibishar Shabbos haShashana." Tone it down a little bit than what you do on a regular Shabbos. And he says, "Don't sing extra nigunim over here at the kiddush, because that won't really demonstrate avelus b'fahes if you don't have such a huge singing." Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Vinei after kasev mechaber kisu de Shlomo." Now the mechaber said you can have a huge meal at the shalashudas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Let's calm it down a little bit." He says, "Mikol makom yeshev b'davu nefesh." Don't have a party then. You should sit somewhat with sadness, recognizing what this day represents. Shol yinag b'simcha, and not have a big party then. And therefore, he says, v'lo yeshev b'sudas chaverim. Don't invite friends over. He brings up from the Magen Ram. Don't have a big party then. Don't get a lot of friends coming over shalosh shudas. However, in the Sefer Bechor Shor, he's cholik al zeh. The Bechor Shor disagrees. He says, v'daito, he says, his opinion is, the misha ragil b'chol shabbos l'sod sudazu im chaverov, umiyuduav. If somebody normally invites over friends and people that he knows, and he's not doing it so because it's Shabbos Chazon, so 51 weeks out of the year, he goes and has company, big company for Shalosh Shudas, and this week he doesn't, this would be Avelus B'Fahesya, which is not allowed. And he says, finally, everybody agrees. Nobody says that you can't have your family around you. And you can make a regular Zimun by benching, Kivan Shu Shabbos, because it's Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem at all. If there's a bris milah that Shabbos, you should try to make the suda before mincha. In other words, that it shouldn't stretch beyond Shabbos before you realize it, and then you're eating after shkia, which you're not allowed to do. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, a milah shechol b'Shabbos on erev Tisha B'Av, yochol azam in the suda is kolak krum shiyutz. You can invite anybody you want. However, he says that one should make sure that the meal ends before the actual start of the fast, of course, which is from Shkia. Now, if you have to bench after Shkia, he says that's technically allowed, but you should try to even wash and bench before the Shkia. In fact, that's not what we're going to see in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Miu, tzarech lahafsik mibo yom. A person should be careful to finish off his meal on Shabbos, that's either Erev Tisha B'Av or Tisha B'Av that's Nidcha to Sunday, so you should make sure you finish before the Shkia. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chavdal, et hainu, kodem Shkia. You have to finish before the Shkia. And the rabbi should publicize this to his tzibur. They shouldn't think that the rest of the Shabbosim, you go and you have your Shalosh Shudas and you extend it well past the darkness. You daven Maariv an hour late because you're still in Shalosh Shudas. So you can't do that, of course, this Shabbos. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Misha Kibbal Lov Tainis, Sheni V'Chamishi Koyim Os HaShana. If somebody has accepted upon himself to fast Mondays and Thursdays throughout the year, now, the Erev, Erev Tisha B'Av Lios B'Sheni, and Erev Tisha B'Av is on a Monday, so Tisha B'Av is on a Tuesday. So if this guy's agreed to fast every Monday, he's now going to have to fast Monday, and then he's going to have to fast Tuesday as well. So he's going to have to fast Monday, Monday night, and all day Tuesday. So This is difficult for a person. So the Mechaber says, Yishol al Nidra. You're allowed to ask a Shayla on your Nedra, do Hataras Nedarim, that you don't have to fast that Monday. Or alternatively, don't fast that Monday. Oh, Yilva Taniso Ufarea. Go make it up. You'll make it up another day in the year, and you'll pay it back then. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal Pareh says, Rotsalom, where he's saying, Shemesane Sheni Acher, fast a different one day, before Bechlos Shanazu, at the end of this year. I will ain Yocholitain Yom Acher Tachasheni. You can't fast the Tuesday or a Wednesday instead of the Monday, because you selected the Acher Shever Lo Beis Vehei, you specifically selected Monday or Thursday, your Kavanah was Dafka on a Monday or Thursday, and therefore you can't go fast on a different day. It brings down the name of the Prima Gadol. Mr. Brewer adds in Sivkot and Chav Hei, the Kasha Olav Leishe B'tanei Shnei Yom V'lai Lachas. This is for a person who's difficult for the fast, both Monday night and Tuesday. If it's not difficult, then you should do it. So one alternative we said was Yilva Tani. So Mr. Brewer Sivkot and Chav Vav, the Magen Avraham says about this, Kosev of Magen Avraham, Yaakov Al Gav Div Simin Tov Kuf Samaches Sif Beis Kosev the Osiluvos V'chiyai Gavna. If you specifically designated a Monday or a Thursday, you're not allowed to go make it up with a different day, even another Monday or a Thursday. Here you have no choice. Therefore, there's no choice over here, and you can do this. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Chof Gimel has a long discussion about this, and he says, why can't you do this on another day? Because here you said, I want to fast on this Monday and Thursday, and therefore you can't make it up on a different day. And therefore, when he said, I'm going to fast on Monday and Thursday, it means essentially every Monday and Thursday of this year. And therefore, the Kivan Domar Beis Vehei, Yef Shalafro Yom Acher Gimel Vidal. You can't do it on a Tuesday or Wednesday. You have to do it on a Monday or Thursday. Therefore, you can't be Malav. Why the Dafka on a Monday or Thursday? He says, the Ritzon of Dafka Yom Elu. Shehem Yemei Rachamim Yosef. These are more days of Rachamim. Mondays and Thursdays, they're more days of mercy by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Dafka said he's going to fast those days. And that's why, if he has no choice, he can be shol on his neder, yishol on nidra, the Mechaber said, or you make it up in some way where you malve on your tanis uporeya, you pay it back in some other way. As the Mishmur says, hocha di'ev shor b'inyanachar, there's no choice over yishari, you can do this. The Mishmur adds, mihai time akozu agonim, therefore there are gonim that say, the ain't tzorich lahashlim, you don't have to go finish your fast on Monday. You can fast on Monday, you don't need to fast half a day on Monday. After ba'al mokayim alone, the whole tanis shalo shok olav chama love shmei tanis, even though we normally say that unless you fast until the Shkia, it's not considered a tainus. And here, if you're fasting on Monday, Erev Tisha B'Av, only half a day, so how you get credit for it? So that's why he says over here, in this situation, it's different. It should be a period over here, not a comma. So it should be V'lo Shmo Tainus. Then he brings down, Aval Rav Ataz, B'Simon Tovku Samaches, Be'ez Dochel Divri B'Chabri, disagrees with this B'Chabri over here, B'Zeh Me'Alocha, and V'Kein Kama Achronim Lo Tikus Divri B'Chabri B'Zeh L'Alocha. They also don't pass over here like the B'Chabri L'Alocha. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, the Gaonim write, the Misana Adachar Tfilas Mincha, that you fast in this situation, when you're fasting on that Monday, Erev Tisha B'Av, you fast until Tfilas Mincha, and then V'Ocha Suda Mafsekes. Then you eat one meal, the Suda Mafsekes, called the Biyas HaShemesh, before the sun sets. And he brings us down in the name of the Agos HaShri, and the Mordechai, and the Trumas HaDeshin. Mishra Brewer in Sivkot and Chav Zayin says, but also Lissot Shtepam, you can only have one meal, you can have two meals, Mishum Nidro, because you said you're going to fast this Monday, so you're allowed to fast until Mincha time, then break your fast with one Suda Mafsekes, and then you continue fasting on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, Vimkein Tzorech Lenog Bo Kol Din Suda Mafsekes Omo Lamala. And therefore, this meal has all the dinim of the regular Suda Mafsekes that we discussed previously. Then Sivkot and Chav Ches, the Mishmur says, Kodim Bi Hashemesh, Ulefi Yishi Evshol Letzamsin Kol Kach Li'acher HaChilo. You have to be very careful that you don't go past the Shkia. He says, Mutav Yoteh Shiyishol HaNidro. He says, it's much better not to take any chances over here and ask a Shela on your Ned, because you're eating right close to the Shkia. You don't want to eat Chas HaSholem on Tisha B'Av. Finally, the Ramah concludes over here, and he says, "V'chay noagin, this is our minog to do it as we just said. V'uadin misha misane tainis chalom. If somebody's fasting a tainis chalom, the same thing applies. He brings us down the name of the Mariel, and the Mishavur Sivkon Chavtesi tells us v'uadin liyard site. If somebody has a tainis of a yard site, so they do it this way as well. V'tov shiyas ne bepam rishona. A person who's having such fast should make a tanai the first time he fasts this way. Shlo l'sanos rak ad achar chatzos yom, that he's fasting when it's erev Tisha B'Av in this fashion, that he's only going to fast until chatzos. V'yispal mincha gdol and davi mincha at 12:30 at the first opportunity, a half an hour after chatzos. V'yocha suda, and then have his main meal. V'achar kach yocha suda masekes, then have a separate suda masekes, and this way he'll be prepared for the fast and do everything in the best optimal way. With this, we conclude today's shir.